This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at RadioAlice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
Where?
That's all the one I'm going to do about it.
Good.
I mean, I hope.
I was thinking,
please.
Fortunately or unfortunately, going without sleep's been the norm lately.
Dude.
I feel pretty normal.
Good.
Feel all right.
Perfect.
No worries. You know, my kid's about to go 7 months.
It's so fast.
How's that?
What's she doing now?
Still crying.
Yeah, but does she sit
up? About?
She,
I don't know. Last night was weird. like actually, she, for the first time, she sounded like her older sister in a bad way.
Oh.
Like I was all, are we going hospital here in a minute or what?
Really?
Yikes.
Just screaming.
Just screaming.
Like, what are they, you know, it's just, it's too bad you can't just say, what's going on?
Was,
and they can go,
she asleep beforehand and all of a sudden woke up screaming?
Yeah. Her mom had been in, I don't know. Anyway, it doesn't matter. The point is,
what if kids have like, little babies have bad dreams
or gas or whatever. Like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
They just can't handle
tummy.
Anything. God, they're such babies.
Oh. Whatever.
Yeah.
I had a good, really good weekend though.
Good.
I mean, not considering the rain. The
rain that we weren't supposed to have. I thought we were gonna have a nice weekend, and then we're
it's
now. I'm hearing
rain.
It's almost like it came early. Like I'm hearing that this week
we're clear. I told
right.
you.
Yeah,
yeah. But there was
like
supposed to be a storm on Tuesday.
Well, they said they're still saying this morning. At least KCBS was saying just a chance of showers,
yeah,
but
yeah.
most likely just clear for the entire weekend.
Tuesday is not the issue. Like it's not. Even if it came, it's not the storm we were having. But Wednesday we're good.
Yeah.
After like there's not even we're clear. And I don't, I mean,
you've
I want us
me.
To have a
you've
little
promised.
More, I want us to have a little more rain, but
yeah.
you know, like,
what?
Like,
we don't need any more.
Small.
No.
Yeah, like maybe in a week or two.
Showers.
No. How about
keep things
done
clean.
Give the ground a chance to soak up.
I don't, I'm not ready for summer to turn on,
oh,
for
ready.
The oven to turn on.
I am
on
ready
and
for the
stay.
Oven to turn on.
I want something in between.
I feel like I'm freezing all the time. Damn
Aww.
It.
What?
I know.
How?
Wham.
You never take your parka off.
That's because I'm freezing.
I don't know. I mean, I don't have a parka on. I feel fine.
I do basically wear this thing all the time.
Yeah.
I need it, though. I can't even imagine being in short sleeves right now.
Really?
It makes me shiver.
Oh. And you're Boston stock, huh?
I know.
How's
I know,
that?
Right?
I do think
I have,
that,
like, three shirts on.
Depending on where you live, you just get that, I don't know, I'm just feel cold all the time.
Yeah. Well, it's better than that hot thing.
Yeah, I guess.
It is.
Yeah.
By a million.
You still getting that stuff?
Yeah, I'm still getting this.
A little hothead.
I don't know what happened to my pills, though.
What do you mean? Your pills are gone?
Yeah.
Oh, someone took them. People love pills.
You know what?
That's
I was saying
what I'm
on Friday, I think I was saying to Michelle the other day, like, I've been looking for about 2 weeks. Remember I brought them in to show
yeah,
you?
Yeah, yes.
And then I put them on my desk, and then I never saw them again. And I thought, you know, whoever took those may think there was some kind of real good drug. You know, some Xanax or something. And I'm like, I hope you grow boobs.
Oh, well.
Are they prescription?
Yeah, they're Estra.
Oh.
Estra
yeah.
help you sweat or something.
All this stuff. Yeah. Helps you not to sweat.
Right, whatever.
Yeah. So.
Had Estra written in.
Estra say something like that. What else? What else did you guys do this week?
I went and saw Captain Marvel.
Oh, did you really?
After that review?
We got out. For the first time and I don't know how
long. Oh,
because
your mom's there. Mm-hmm. So you had a babysitter.
Yep. So, yeah, we went and saw Captain Marvel. I liked it. It was fine.
Yeah.
It wasn't great.
I was bored.
Were you? I thought it was neat I liked the music. They had full 90s music. Hole.
Oh.
Nirvana.
Oh.
She's wearing a Nine Inch Nails shirt for half the movie. So, I mean, you know. The setting wasn't bad.
And the action
it was good. Acceptable. It was, you know, it wasn't. I actually think my kid could see that.
Oh. Mm.
Even the scene where someone gets shot, you don't even see anything.
Right.
There's nothing. It's like they're clearly, they aim that one at the widest possible audience. And it's very girl power, for sure.
Yeah. Oh.
In a good way, though.
Sure.
I mean, not, you can see that it is, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
Like, yeah, a young girl should see a superhero that's going for it.
She
like,
can
she's,
go, oh, look at Look
she's good.
That. Yeah.
The news
it should be
was,
no thing.
Just a little tiny side note. The news was reporting that there were shoes for this Captain Marvel movie out there. You know, special edition, $150 pair, only for men. And I thought, you missed the mark, man. You should have marketed those to girls,
right.
Women. What? What? What are you talking about? There's none for women.
That is
like that Steph Curry thing with the little girl.
Well, yeah.
That
their shoe
came
just
out
came
on
out.
Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Captain Marvel, man, a lot of people are saying about the girl power thing, so that's what reminded me about
well,
it.
Well, and so in the movie, there were points where for sure I just went, that's how you're going to explain the eye patch? Like, that's just so...
Yeah, the eye patch is so
dumb. That was so dumb.
The eye patch?
They just, they're clearly...
For Sam Jackson. Oh.
This is supposed to be... Is this the start of the Avengers, even though it's not?
Is this like the reboot?
No,
it's the begin. Captain Marvel's supposed to be.
She's gone the entire time. She's helping that alien group find a planet.
Right.
So.
Oh, fun.
She's not really the star.
But she's their first.
No, the first member is definitely Iron Man.
It
hands
is.
Down. Yeah, yeah. She doesn't even get to join until the second half of the Infinity War.
Oh my God.
Well, yeah, I have no idea.
Anyway, I thought there were a few cheesy points where they were trying to explain to you some things, and I just went, you could have left the eye patch out. Like, that weak ass.
What'd you think of...
That was stupid.
What do you think of Captain Marvel compared to Wonder Woman?
As a movie?
Yeah, of course.
It's been a while since I've seen Wonder Woman, but quite honestly, one's fresh. I like Captain Marvel better.
Oh. Mm.
I mean, I Gal Gadot.
Gal Gadot. Mm-hmm.
Gal
Gadot.
Gadot. Gadot.
Is good.
Yeah.
But I thought that movie of the intros, it was just a joke. That intro on the Isle of
Themyscira.
Amazon or wherever they are.
Yeah.
Come on.
You don't like that?
No, not at all. Yuck. Did you?
I did. Yeah.
You did.
Yeah, because it's so perfect to the
corny.
Comic books. You know, they...
Yeah, I guess.
They
I
have
know.
This island where it's all
maybe
women.
Maybe it's just a totally different experience if you're just, like, a comic book nerd. Okay. You know?
Well, even
like
though...
The whole Avengers thing is... It just takes on a whole different...
The Wonder Woman series on TV?
Yeah.
They even showed the island once in a while.
Yeah.
I found her, though,
right.
Brie Larson, likable.
Yeah. Mm.
Good. You know?
Yeah.
Did you see over the weekend she was serving popcorn at the movie theaters? Are
it's
you going to report that?
No, I wasn't. Oh, okay. I'm not going to get to that. But
she did.
You know, she went to some of the openings.
So yeah, I think back east.
Has she already been
Jersey-ish.
Fired from the role or what? She's picking up work, side work?
Some appearances, right?
What's
it's
going on?
It's on the Marvel Instagram. If you want to see, I don't know. She just thought it would be a good promotional
thought
thing.
That would be cute. There she is.
She did or Disney did?
Somebody said. This would be a great idea.
Because I'm sure she was like, my vacation is planned.
Yeah, I did the movie.
The movie's
already.
Out. Let's you know, I'm going to hit the beach. I'm going to Aulani.
Did the promotion for it. Maybe this is her last stop on the promotional tour.
Yeah. Before she leaves for Aulani. Okay.
She's wearing a Captain Marvel, like, sweatsuit.
Oh. I and see.
There's a representative, Dan Crenshaw, who's showing off his Captain America-inspired glass eye. I guess he lost an eye while he was in the service.
It's one Pete Davidson.
Yeah, made fun of.
Yeah.
Oh, is that right? Over the weekend?
No, this was a few months back. He said something. I can't remember. He was just making fun of the guy's appearance or something. And then the guy came on and gave him crap.
Right. That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
And so now, but he didn't have this while... That was happening, right?
No.
Not this special Captain Marvel eye or
glass
whatever
eye.
The hell the name was.
I thought it was fun. You know, it was my own personal inside joke as they were calling it Marvel. In the movie, they're calling it Marvel.
Oh.
That's right, yeah.
And I was laughing like, oh, see? I'm right.
She's Captain Marvel?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's supposed to be the woman. So in the comics, it's different than it is in the film. So in the comics, her DNA gets mixed up with a alien named Mar-Vell. Mm. And then she's known as. But in this film, Mar-Vell builds a spaceship that could travel at light speed. And the spaceship explodes. And then her DNA mixes with the engine's powers.
The engine?
Yeah, the engine.
Oh.
So it's different.
It's like getting bit by a spider, but
but
not.
Exactly.
Spaceship.
By a motor. Right.
Anyway, it was
by.
Good. I liked it.
And
we had a nice night out. Yeah, it was good.
What did you guys get for snacks at the movie theater?
Hot tamales, some popcorn, and she got a beer. They serve beer there.
Oh, they serve beer there.
And you know what? I'll tell you something. Buying seats in advance and knowing where you get to sit is the best thing to happen to movie theaters.
Oh, you like
probably
it.
Probably of all time. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
So every seat in there is assigned?
Yeah. So you walk in and your seat is wide open.
Sure.
Boom. Yeah. On a Saturday night, it
on
is.
On a Saturday
like,
night.
I would never go to the movies on a Saturday night.
Of course not.
Right, me neither.
Never. Like, I will go to an 11 o'clock in the morning showing any day of the week, but on the weekends, I'm like, forget it. Mm-mm.
Did you sit through the
did you
credits?
Watch the two Easter eggs?
I did. Well,
just
I don't
the
know.
First one,
are you all caught up on, because you had been going through the Avengers
movies.
I was.
I'm not all caught up, but mostly.
But you, so you followed the story and you see where this one fits in.
Well, I see where this fits in because of the Easter egg thing.
Yeah.
I think you do need to stay for that because
yeah, but would you stay for the second one?
I don't know. Okay. I mean,
do you want me to tell you what happens?
Nah.
All right.
How far are they apart? Jeez.
The second one is at least 5 minutes of credits after. You got to
so many damn credits.
Yeah. And I get it. A lot. It takes a lot of people.
Clearly. That like 50,000 people and each one's going to
want their name.
Did you see the first Avengers Infinity War?
Yeah.
Okay. You should have another date night when that second one comes out.
Has she also caught up on all these? Or
no,
she
doesn't want to. She doesn't care. You know what we also started to watch is Melissa McCarthy is in a new movie.
Can
You Forgive Me?
Yeah.
No, I didn't see that. I don't love Melissa McCarthy.
Because I actually keep asking everyone to watch that at my house, and no one wants to watch it with me.
First of all, I read that Julianna
Moore
was hired and fired from that role.
Oh, yes. She said that was the first or second job she ever got fired at. Yeah.
Julianne Moore with the red hair?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
She was, and then when you see it, you go, that would have been two completely different movies.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
So I like Melissa McCarthy. I thought the movie itself was a lot like a Woody Allen type sort of in the big city.
Mm-hmm.
There's this tiny little story that will bore you to death. I mean,
so I shouldn't.
No, it's okay. You know, it had a 98 Rotten Tomatoes or something. It's a story. There's no special effects. It's New York at its.
Is there a narration going on? Like
no,
the Woody Allen movie?
Not like that. Yeah. But it's very like New York is the big city, and there's in every big city there's a little story. I don't know. I'm just like, man, Melissa, this, you know, sometimes you just gotta become an Uber driver,
right? It's gotta be
not
done.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No,
absolutely not.
My
I'm
Uber
saying that's the thing. Like, there's work out there. Go do it. You don't have to steal or connive. You don't have to come up with some plan that's gonna clearly backfire on you.
Well, it got her some nomination, right? A nomination.
That it was
for
nominated
Melissa.
For some. Was
no,
she
was nominated.
She was nominated
she
as
was
best
good.
Actress?
Yeah, yeah, she was very good.
Well, you know.
So Julianna Moore. Julianne or Julianna?
Julianne, I think.
It's just like.
do you know the other thing she was fired from?
No, what?
Oh, I read it.
Do
I can't
you?
Remember right
I do.
Now. Oh. You just read it? What is it?
A yogurt stand when she was 15.
Oh, that's right.
Doesn't count.
I know.
Doesn't even
I
count.
I thought it doesn't count. Yo, but please. She didn't get along with either the writer, director,
the
director.
Yeah.
Oh. So they had begun.
No, they hadn't shot one
they
scene.
They hadn't. Oh.
This was like while they were doing pre-production.
I see.
You know, the interesting thing about something like that is when you sign a big actress, often it says even if you fire me, I get paid my entire salary.
Yeah.
So this guy probably had to go out and raise more money for Melissa McCarthy. That's the tricky thing about that.
I think it was a woman.
Oh, there's a woman director?
I think so.
Yeah. Well, then she had to go out and...
Yeah.
Hmm.
Wow. I don't know about that.
So,
It was okay, but you know what? I didn't finish it. That'll tell you a lot.
You know,
you walk out on a lot of stuff,
but,
though.
But you know what? Either make me stay or... All right, I can go to bed.
Right.
You know, well, some movies make me stay, or some shows where
sucked
you go,
right in.
I cannot miss another minute of this.
Right.
Or I'm like,
It's so nice when you find something that just you do feel sucked into.
Absolutely.
And, you know, it's just, and you're like, oh, it's worth staying up another 45 minutes to get in another episode, or it's worth staying up to finish this movie.
Ozark.
Yeah, Ozark.
Oh, Ozark. I can't wait for season 3.
Oh, my God. When is season 3 going to come out? They've confirmed there will be one.
Wendy, do?
I know. Wendy's turning into the... Like, what is going to happen? Damn it. God, that show is so good.
There's a lot of different things going on in that television show where each episode is mandatory. Like, I don't find any push episodes in that series,
at
least so far.
I know. It's so good. Ozark is a Netflix show. If you've never seen it, go back. You've got 2 seasons you can binge. It's just, oh, God, it's like one of those shows, though, that just, like, I find myself, like, wringing my hands and just I feel so tense when I watch it. Like, oh, no. Why is that going to happen? Don't do it. What are you doing? Don't nail one nail. Not one. What are you doing?
Anyway.
Why is that baby? What is? Oh, no.
Tell us everything. Did you get ripped this weekend? Did you jam? Did you get ripped?
I did.
Did you and your brother party?
I did. No, my brother left for Florida.
What?
My brother left on Saturday. They're going to Florida for spring break. They're one kid goes to school in Florida.
Oh,
the other one's
right,
going to go down, met them down there. And so they're having a week in Florida.
Wow.
They left Saturday.
Good for them.
So, yeah. So we hung out on Friday night. Started with a little happy hour. It was fun. And then, and that was it. We just, you know, me and John sing constantly.
So that's what you did?
So, yeah. But no, we didn't have, like, any specific. And then Saturday night, I just fell asleep really early.
What?
Yeah. I had a baby shower to go to yesterday, so.
Baby shower.
It was fun, though. It wasn't, like, a traditional baby shower. It was more of just sort of a party.
Like
because all kids were there, husbands and were there. All generations were represented. It was, you know, lots of good food. I finally got to see these kids' new apartment, and it was just really fun. John was bored. He goes, he's about 20 minutes into the party. He goes, because we were right by Golden Gate Park. He goes, I might just go for a walk in the park. I'm like, oh, well.
I'll see you in 2 hours.
All right. And
you didn't know that was him saying, please, can we leave?
Well, we had to stay for a certain amount of time. They're family friends and, you know. But he was just looking, and it was kind of sunny. And then within 5 minutes of him saying that, it is pouring.
Oh, no. Did he come back?
He didn't even go. It started to pour. I mean, it had been sunny 5 minutes earlier, and now suddenly it's a huge downpour. I look out the window, I go, you still going to go for that walk? See if they have an umbrella you can use?
He's like, no, but I'm going to go for a drive.
Yeah, I'm just going to drive away.
Yeah,
yeah, but it was, it's fun. It's fun going to people's houses and seeing what they put together. And
it is.
It's cool. I think so. I like
nice
going to
see someone's style.
Yeah. It is. And they're just kids. Like, I've known this guy since he was up, because I've known his parents are some of our best friends. And so this kid, we were at his wedding a couple years ago, and they're going to have a baby any minute. And he was a little boy when I met him. And so it's just funny
now
to see him grow. He's the tattoo artist that
I knew.
So
I was going to say so, but I didn't think he wanted to.
Laurent. And he's an artist, and so they are just very, they're like, I don't know, he might be 30, I think he's 30-ish. And the apartment's just so stylish, and I was just like, God, look at this, they're such a cute couple.
But
and he's
don't
got, like,
you
artwork
think,
everywhere framed, and it
good
just
for
matters
them.
To him, I
don't
know.
Don't you think that it's hard, even, like, in our situation right now, we can't fix the rooms up the way we want to fix them. We just had a moment over the weekend on Saturday night where we're about to, you know, and I grab the book light off her book and pinch it onto this thing. And And that's the light we were using. And I thought, what would it be like to have finished the room and be able to have real lighting that you want? Mm-hmm. That sort of down lighting, you know, boning lighting.
Oh.
We didn't have, you know what I mean? We have
he goes, you know. We have
sunshine lighting, full on.
Yeah.
Or we got no lighting.
Yeah.
So I'm using a stupid book light on a tiny little.
Do you guys have a bedside lamp?
Yeah, it's too bright.
Throw a scarf over it. It lights the room in a soft glow.
Who has scarves around?
Your girl has scarves.
That is my point, though. Not everybody's finished their houses. So, like I'm saying, if you go into a people's house, like if you went into Yuzi's house right now, she'd be like, I haven't gotten to put anything up in the 10 years we've lived here.
No, she does. He won't let her. That's actually a different...
Ceiling's not here yet.
Oh, my God.
Oh, the ceiling's out?
The ceiling's out.
And did they... Yeah. And so...
They
I'm
came
just so
on
worried
Friday.
They're going to
okay,
put it all back
quick,
together and
we
it's going to leak
start.
Again.
No. They came on Friday. I was dead asleep. I mean, dead asleep in my bed. And I heard something and I jumped up. And it scared the out of me. And they came to clean and take down all the plastic and make it decent for the weekend.
Mm.
It startled me so much.
Were you naked?
No, but I started to think, did I have pants
on?
No, I'm not even sure I had pants on.
You didn't have pants
on? I'm not sure. I really, as I look back, I'm like, dang it.
So what do you mean? You just had like a long shirt and panties?
I think I just had a tank top on.
And, no
and
pants.
That day, the what? That and day, I wasn't wearing any
awesome.
Underwear.
Oh no! Oh my God! Did you answer the door?
No, they
with
had
no pants.
Why are you?
On?
What are you worried about? It's
I
all
don't
good.
Want to be naked.
Oh, you don't
they
think the people liked it?
They because they had you know the lock boxes there and they come in.
Oh,
you know,
oh they
that
can
stuff.
Just come in when
they could just come in. Anyway, so they cleaned up and made it decent. It's still you know jacked up, but they'll be back today.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
good
but
for
they
you.
Bought this really cool bed for Ella, as I look back. She's not here today. She'll be back on Wednesday.
Oh, good.
Nice little bed for Ella.
Oh,
Ella's
I think
a
I
delight.
Saw the Instagram of it.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
just
yeah.
Just a new little, mm-hmm. kind of like the one she had.
What did you say? Ella's got the life?
No, she's a delight.
Oh,
she
good.
She is a delight. That's
she's
a good
a good
dog.
Little dog.
Good. Really
I'm
good
glad
dog.
You guys. Well, good. She'll be back Wednesday.
Yeah, I'm fine. She can come every day. I don't know.
So did they tell you what it is? A broken pipe?
It has something to do with the toilet.
All that was the toilet.
Mm-hmm. By the way, I believe we have the Looking Glass sound back on.
Oh, we do it?
Do
because
no.
What they posted? A
That's
clip,
what I
though.
Thought. Brad posted like a clip and it had the audio.
It records okay. No? It just isn't broadcast okay.
Oh,
so
it's.
Are you saying that
so
later
it's good
in the
for,
day?
Yeah, it's good for playback.
So later in the day. We could, because we recycle this show throughout the day, so he can.
I don't know
to,
about that, but you know, Brad can use it for other things.
Okay.
Oh my god,
that's it. I'm getting a huge no from Vaughn. He's
no,
he slides over in front of the
you hide your face
in front of the window, no. shakes his head and slides
for, and he
back.
Was here for a meeting the other day. They were discussing it from New York, and I thought it was fixed already.
It does seem like there should be a team of engineers focusing on that, but now what do I know?
They don't care about our TV show.
No, they don't.
Does the TV show make them money?
I don't know. Don't they play a bunch of ads during it?
I think they do play ads during the Watching Glass.
Yeah.
I mean,
Watching Glass.
I wore my T-Mobile T-shirt. What's the big idea? I'm just kidding. There's no T-Mobile. Both of you guys
you
look like, what?
I'm like, I don't have a T-Mobile T-shirt.
Me either. I like a nice bright pink one.
And what if it's something to wear on Valentine's Day?
We're talking about, never mind.
Okay. KLOC, KLOC HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Here's a song. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.